or relating to the business. All material intellectual property, including all trade names and patents used or held by seller, are listed on Schedule 1-1D. E. All of seller's rights under any written or oral contracts, unfilled service and or purchase orders, agreements, leases, instruments, registrations, licenses, certificates, distribution agreements or other documents, commitments, arrangements or authorizations relating to the business, including but not limited to the agreements and other instruments identified on Schedule 1-1E, the contracts, provided that nothing contained in this agreement shall be construed as an attempt to agree to assign any contract, which is by itself non-assignable, without the consent of the other party or parties thereto, unless such consent shall be given. F. All rights in connection with all permits, certificates, licenses, approvals, registrations, and authorizations of seller, which may be necessary or desirable in order to conduct the business, the permits. G. All of seller's rights under manufacturer's and vendor's warranties relating to those items included in the assets, and all of seller's similar rights against third parties relating to items included in the assets. H. All of seller's accounts receivable, notes and other receivables, unbilled costs and fees, all prepaid items, amounts on deposit of seller, and other current assets existing on the closing date, including but not limited to the receivables and other assets set forth on Schedule 11H, but excluding cash and cash equivalents. I. All goodwill, customer and vendor lists, telephone numbers, and other intangible property, and all of seller's rights to commence or maintain future and existing actions relating to the operation of the business or the ownership of the assets for events occurring after the closing date, and the right to settle those actions and retain the proceeds therefrom. J. All shares of stock and partnership interests owned by seller, if any. K. All of seller's rights under the insurance or similar policies in effect on or prior to the closing date set forth on Schedule 11K. L. All financial, operational, and any other files, logs, books, and records and data of the business of seller, collectively books and records, and including, without limitation, all correspondence, accounting records, personnel records, purchase orders and invoices, customer records, supplier records, advertising and promotional materials and files, and other business records which are owned by seller relating to the business. 1-2. Excluded assets. The following assets, the excluded assets, shall be retained by the seller and shall not be sold or assigned to buyer. A. All cash on hand and cash equivalents, excluding the prepaid proceeds from the Baxter contract, and cash value life and other split life insurance policies of seller. B. The corporate minute books and stock books of seller, and C. Any lease, commitment, or other agreement listed on Schedule 1-2C with respect to which the buyer does not desire to acquire, concurrent with its purchase of the assets under this agreement, including any employee advance. 1-3. Method of conveyance. The sale, transfer, conveyance, and assignment by the seller of the assets to the buyer, in accordance with Section 1-1 hereof, shall be effected on the closing date by the seller's execution and delivery to the buyer of a general assignment and bill of sale, in substantially the form attached hereto as Exhibit A, the General Assignment and Bill of Sale. At the closing, all of the assets shall be transferred by the seller to the buyer, free and clear of any and all liens, encumbrances, mortgages, security interests, pledges, claims, equities, and other restrictions or charges of any kind or nature whatsoever, collectively liens, except for a lessor's interest in any leased assets or as otherwise listed in Schedule 4-5A. 2. Purchase price. The purchase price to be paid by the buyer for the assets to be sold, transferred, and conveyed by the seller pursuant to this agreement shall be A. Cash in the amount of $3 million, paid by cashier's check or wire transfer, subject to adjustment as described in Section 2.2, and B, two promissory notes, one for the principal amount of $500,000, the short-term note, and the second for the principal amount of $800,000, the long-term note, and together with the short-term note, the notes, each note subject to adjustment as described in Sections 2.3a and 2.3b, in the forms attached hereto as Exhibits B1 and B2, with the short-term note secured by a pledge of marketable securities pursuant to a pledge agreement and a stock power, in the forms attached hereto as Exhibit C and Exhibit D. 3. Closing. 3.1. Date of closing. Subject to the terms and conditions set forth herein, the closing of the transactions contemplated hereby, the closing, shall be held at 10 a.m. at the offices of counsel for the seller on or before blank 20 blank, provided that all conditions to the closing have been satisfied, or at such other time, date, and place as shall be fixed by agreement among the parties hereto. The date on which the closing shall occur is referred to herein as the closing date. At the closing, the parties shall execute and deliver the documents referred to in Section 3.2. 3.2. Items to be delivered at closing. At the closing, and subject to the terms and conditions herein contained, A. Seller shall deliver or cause to be delivered to buyer the following. 1. One or more bills of sale, and such other good and sufficient instruments and documents of conveyance and transfer executed by seller, in a form reasonably satisfactory to buyer and its counsel, as shall be necessary and effective to transfer and assign to and vest in buyer all of seller's right, title, and interest in and to the assets, including, without limitation, A, good and valid title in and to all of the assets owned by seller, B, good and valid leasehold interests in and to all of the assets leased by seller as lessee, and C, all of the seller's rights under all agreements, contracts, instruments, and other documents included in the assets to which seller is a party or by which it has rights on the closing date. 2. All third-party consents required to be delivered as a condition to closing as set forth in Section 8.2d, which may be necessary or desirable in connection with the transfer of the assets, including the contracts and the permits. 3. All of the agreements, contracts, commitments, leases, plans, computer programs and software, databases, whether in the form of computer tapes or otherwise, manuals and guidebooks, customer lists, supplier lists, and other documents, books, records, papers, files, office supplies, and data belonging to the seller which are part of the assets. 4. One or more assignment and assumption agreements executed by seller. Executed lease for the seller's home offices, the Darien property, attached hereto as Exhibit M, and assignment of lease for the seller's Wisconsin warehouse and office, the Wisconsin property, transferring the leasehold and subleasehold interests in said properties to buyer. 6. A written opinion of Joseph P. Doe, Esquire, counsel for seller, dated the closing date, in the form of Exhibit F hereto. 7. A certificate, signed by a duly authorized officer of the seller and dated the closing date, representing that the conditions contained in Section 8.2b of this agreement have been satisfied. 8. Certified copies of resolutions of the seller's board of directors and its shareholders with respect to the approval of this agreement and the transactions contemplated hereby, Exhibit O. 9. Employment agreements executed by Jane C. Doe and John F. Doe, respectively, Exhibit G and Exhibit H, respectively, and 10. Any other opinions, certificates, or other documents and instruments required herein to be delivered by the seller or the shareholders. B. Buyer shall deliver or cause to be delivered to the seller the following. 1. The purchase price pursuant to Section 2 hereof. 2. A certificate signed by a duly authorized officer of the buyer and dated the closing date, representing that the conditions contained in Section 8.1a of this agreement have been satisfied. 3. Certified copies of resolutions of the manager of the buyer with respect to the approval of this agreement and the transactions contemplated hereby. 4. Executed counterparts of the lease amendments with respect to the Darien and Wisconsin properties. 5. The executed promissory notes. 6. The operating agreement of the buyer, providing for the equity interest in the buyer to be issued to seller in accordance with Section 2.1c hereof. 7. The pledge agreement and the pledged collateral account agreement executed by the pledger in accordance with Section 8.1f hereof. 8. Executed employment agreements as provided in Section 8.2f. And 9. Any other certificates or other documents and instruments required herein to be delivered by buyer. 4. Representations and warranties of the seller. In order to induce the buyer to enter into this agreement and to consummate the transactions contemplated hereby, the seller and each of the shareholders, jointly and severally, hereby represent and warrant to the buyer as follows. 4.1. Organization and authority. Seller is a corporation duly organized, validly existing, and in good standing under the laws of the State of Illinois. Seller has the full power and authority to enter into and perform this agreement, to own, operate, and lease its properties and assets, to carry on its business as it is now being conducted, and to execute, deliver, and perform its obligations under this agreement, and consummate the transactions contemplated hereby. Each shareholder has the full power and authority to enter into and perform this agreement. Seller has delivered to the buyer complete and correct copies of its articles of incorporation and bylaws, each as amended to date. Seller is duly qualified to do business as a foreign corporation and in good standing in any town. 4.2. Authorization of Agreement. The execution, delivery, and performance by the seller of this agreement, and of each and every document and instrument contemplated hereby, and the consummation of the transactions contemplated hereby, and thereby have been duly and validly authorized and approved by all necessary corporate action of the seller. This agreement has been duly executed and delivered by the seller and by each of the shareholders, and constitutes, and when executed and delivered, each such other document and instrument will constitute a valid and binding obligation of the seller and each of the shareholders, enforceable against the seller and each of the shareholders in accordance with its terms. 4.3. Capitalization and Share Ownership of Seller. The seller's authorized capital stock consists of 1,000 shares of common stock, no par value. There are 1,000 shares of the seller's common stock presently outstanding, all of which shares are owned by the shareholders, free and clear of all liens. All of the shareholders' shares have been duly authorized and validly issued, are fully paid and non-assessable. No equity securities, or debt securities convertible into equity securities, of the seller, other than the shareholders' shares, are issued and outstanding. There are no existing contracts, subscriptions, options, warrants, calls, commitments, or other rights of any character to purchase or otherwise acquire any common stock or other securities of the seller. 4.4. Non-contravention, consents, and approvals. A. Neither the execution and delivery by the seller of this agreement, nor the consummation by the seller or the shareholders of the transactions contemplated hereby, nor compliance by the seller or the shareholders with any of the provisions hereof, will 1. Conflict with or result in a breach of any provision of the articles of incorporation or bylaws of the seller, 2. Result in the breach of or conflict with any of the terms and conditions of, or constitute a default, with or without the giving of notice or the lapse of time, or both, with respect to, or result in, the cancellation or termination of, or the acceleration of the performance of any obligations or of any indebtedness under, any contract, agreement, lease, commitment, indenture, mortgage, note, bond, license, or other instrument or obligation to which the seller or any shareholder is a party, or by which the seller, the shareholders, or any of the assets may be bound or affected, other than such breaches, conflicts, and defaults set forth in Schedule 44A, hereto, which shall have been waived at or prior to the closing. 3. Result in the creation of any lien upon any of the assets, or 4. Violate any law or any rule or regulation of any administrative agency or governmental body, or any order, writ, injunction, or decree of any court, administrative agency, or governmental body to which the seller, the shareholders, or any of the assets may be subject. B. Except as set forth in Schedule 44B hereto, no approval, authorization, consent, or other order or action of, or filing with, or notice to any court, administrative agency, or other governmental authority, or any other person, is required for the execution and delivery by seller or the shareholders of this agreement, or the consummation by the seller and the shareholders of the transactions contemplated hereby. C. A description of all permits held by seller and necessary or desirable for the operation of the business are set forth in Schedule 44C hereto. All permits listed in Schedule 44C are valid, and neither seller nor any shareholder has received any notice that any government authority intends to modify, cancel, terminate, or deny renewal of any permit. No current or former stockholder, officer, director, or employee of seller or any affiliate of seller owns or has any proprietary, financial, or other interest in any permit which seller owns or uses. Seller has conducted the business in compliance with the requirements, standards, criteria, and conditions set forth in the permits and other applicable orders, approvals, variances, rules, and regulations, and is not in violation of any of the foregoing. The transactions contemplated by this agreement will not result in a default under, or a breach of, or violation of, or adversely affect the rights and benefits afforded to the seller by any permits. Except as set forth in Schedule 44C hereto, no approval by a governmental authority is required for transfer to buyer of such permits. 4.5. Ownership of assets. A. The seller has and will have at the closing good, valid, and marketable title to each and every item of the tangible and intangible personal property and assets included in the assets, and valid leasehold interests in all leases of tangible, personal, and real property included in the assets, free and clear of any liens except as set forth in Schedule 45A. At the closing, the seller will transfer to buyer good, valid, and marketable title to the assets, free and clear of any and all liens, except as set forth in Schedule 45A. B. No affiliate of the seller has or has indirectly acquired any right, title, or interest in or to any of the assets. C. The seller has not sold, transferred, assigned, or conveyed any of its right, title, and interest, or granted and entered into any option to purchase or acquire any of its right, title, or interest in and to any of the assets or the business. No third party has any option or right to acquire the business or any of the assets. 4.6. Balance sheet, existing condition, ordinary course. Attached hereto as Schedule 4.6 are 1. The seller's unaudited balance sheet, the 2016 balance sheet, as of December 31st, 2006, the balance sheet date, together with the related unaudited statements of income, shareholders' equity, and cash flows for the year then ended, and 2. The seller's unaudited balance sheets as of December 2015 and 2014, together with the related unaudited statements of income, shareholders' equity, and cash flows for the years ended December 31, 2015 and 2014, such unaudited financial statements for 2014, 2015, and 2016 being referred to herein collectively as the financial statements. The financial statements, 1, are true, complete, and correct, 2, are in accordance with the books and records of the seller, 3. Fairly, completely, and accurately present the financial position of the seller as of the respective dates thereof, and the results of the seller's operations for the periods presented, and 4. Were prepared in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles consistently applied throughout the periods covered thereby. Since the balance sheet date, except as set forth in Schedule 4-6 hereto, there has not been, with respect to the seller, A. any material adverse change in the assets or the business of the seller from their condition as set forth on the 2016 balance sheet, B. any damage, destruction, or loss, whether covered by insurance or not, materially and adversely affecting the business or assets of the seller, or any sale, transfer, or other disposition of the assets other than in the ordinary course of business, C. any declaration, setting aside, or payment of any dividend, or any distribution with respect to the capital stock of the seller, or any direct or indirect redemption, purchase, or other acquisition by the seller of shares of its capital stock, or any payment to any affiliate of any intercompany payable, or any transfer of assets to any affiliate, or D. except as set forth on Schedule 4-6D, any increase in the compensation payable by the seller to any shareholder or any of the seller's officers, employees, or agents, or in the payment of any bonus, or in any insurance, payment, or arrangement made to, for, or with any such officers, employees, or agents. Since the balance sheet date, seller has conducted its business in the ordinary course and has made no material change to its marketing, purchasing, collections, or accounting procedures. 4-7. Litigation. There is no litigation, suit, proceeding, action, claim, or investigation, at law or in equity, pending, or, to the best knowledge of the seller or any shareholder, threatened against, or affecting in any way the assets, the seller, or any shareholder's ability to own or operate the business, or which questions the validity of this agreement, or challenges any of the transactions contemplated hereby, or the use of the assets after the closing by the buyer. Neither the seller, nor any of the shareholders, nor any of the assets is subject to any judgment, order, writ, injunction, or decree of any court, or any federal, state, municipal, or other governmental authority, department, commission, board, bureau, agency, or other instrumentality. 4-8. Compliance with laws. Except as set forth in Schedule 4-8, the seller's business has at all times been conducted in compliance with all applicable laws, regulations, ordinances, and other requirements of governmental authorities, including applicable federal, state, and local laws, rules, and regulations respecting occupational safety and health standards. Except as set forth in Schedule 4-8, neither the seller nor any shareholder has received any notice, advice, claim, or complaint from any employee or governmental authority that the seller has not conducted, or is not presently conducting, its business and operations in accordance with all applicable laws and other requirements of governmental authorities. 4-9. Permits and licenses. The seller has all permits, certificates, licenses, approvals, registrations, and authorizations required in connection with the conduct of the business. The seller is not in violation of, and has not violated, any applicable provisions of any such permits, certificates, licenses, approvals, registrations, or authorizations. Except as set forth on Schedule 4-9, all permits, certificates, licenses, approvals, registrations, and authorizations of the seller, which are necessary for the operation of the seller's business, are freely transferable. 4-10. Contracts. A. Schedule 4-10A contains a true and complete list of all material contracts and agreements related to or involving the business or the assets, or by which any of the assets is subject or bound in any material respect, including, without limiting the generality of the foregoing, any and all, contracts and agreements for the purchase, sale, or lease of inventory, goods, materials, equipment, hardware, supplies, or other personal property, contracts for the purchase, sale, or lease of real property, contracts and agreements for the performance or furnishing of services, joint venture, partnership, or other contracts, agreements, or arrangements involving the sharing of profits, employment agreements, and agreements containing any covenant or covenants which purport to limit the ability or right of the seller or any other person or entity to engage in any aspects of the business related to the assets, or compete in any aspect of such business with any person or entity, collectively the scheduled contracts. As used herein, the terms contract and agreement mean and include every material contract, agreement, commitment, arrangement, understanding, and promise, whether written or oral. A complete and accurate copy of each written scheduled contract has been delivered or made available to the buyer, or, if oral, a complete and accurate summary thereof has been delivered to the buyer. Except as set forth on Schedule 410A, the scheduled contracts are valid, binding, and enforceable in accordance with their respective terms, are in full force and effect, and were entered into in the ordinary course of business on an arm's-length basis and consistent with past practices. The seller is not in breach or default of any of the scheduled contracts, and, except as set forth on Schedule 410A, no occurrence or circumstance exists which constitutes, with or without the giving of notice or the lapse of time or both, a breach or default by the other party thereto. Neither the seller nor any shareholder has been notified or advised by any party to a scheduled contract of such party's intention or desire to terminate or modify any such contract or agreement. Neither the seller nor any shareholder has granted any lien on any scheduled contract included in the assets. B. Except as set forth on Schedule 410B and this agreement, neither the seller nor any shareholder is a party to, and neither the seller nor any shareholder nor any of the assets is subject or bound in any respect by any written or oral contract and agreement related to or involving the business which will affect in any manner the buyer's ownership, use, or operation of the assets, including, without limitation, any contracts or agreements, 1. For the purchase, sale, or lease of inventory, goods, or equipment, or for the performance or furnishing of services, 2. For the furnishing of services for which the seller has received payment in advance of furnishing such services and has not yet furnished such services, and 3. Containing any covenant or covenants which purport to limit the ability or right of the seller or any other person or entity to engage in any aspects of the business related to the assets or compete in any aspect of such business with any person or entity. C. Except as set forth on Schedule 410C, all scheduled contracts included in the assets will be fully and validly assigned to the buyer as of the closing. D. Except as set forth in Schedule 410D, there is no scheduled contract or any other contract included in the assets which cannot be terminated without any further obligation, payment, or penalty upon 30 days' notice or more to the other party or parties to such contract. 411. Condition of Purchased Assets. Each and every one of the tangible assets to be purchased by buyer pursuant to this agreement is in good operating condition and repair, ordinary wear and tear excepted, and is fit and suitable for the purposes for which they are currently used by seller. The assets include all of the properties and assets of seller required, necessary, or desirable to enable buyer to conduct the operation of the business in the same manner in which the business has been conducted prior to the date hereof by seller. 412. Customers. Seller has delivered to buyer a complete and accurate list of all customers which has been included in Schedule 412. Except as set forth in Schedule 412, no current customer, 1, has canceled, suspended, or otherwise terminated its relationship with the seller, or, 2, has advised the seller or any of the shareholders of its intent to cancel, suspend, or otherwise terminate such relationship, or to materially decrease its usage of the services provided by seller. 413. Employee Benefit Plans. except as set forth in Schedule 413, there are not currently, nor have there ever been, any benefit plans, defined below, in place or established by seller. Benefit plan means any bonus, incentive compensation, deferred compensation, pension, profit sharing, retirement, stock purchase, stock option, stock ownership, stock appreciation rights, phantom stock, leave of absence, layoff, vacation, day or dependent care, legal services, cafeteria, life, health, accident, disability, workman's compensation, or other insurance, severance, separation, or other employee benefit plan, practice, policy, or arrangement of any kind, whether written or oral, including, but not limited to, any employee benefit plan within the meaning of Section 3.3 of ERISA. All group health plans of the seller have been operated in compliance with all applicable federal and state laws and regulations. 4.14. Warranties. Schedule 414 sets forth a complete and correct copy of all of the seller's standard warranties, collectively the warranties, or individually a warranty, currently extended by the seller to the customers of the seller. There are no warranty claims outstanding against the seller. 415. Trademarks, patents, etc. Except as set forth in Schedule 415, the seller does not own or have any rights to any patents, trademarks, trade names, brand names, service marks, service names, copyrights, inventions, or licenses and rights and applications with respect to the foregoing, collectively the marks and patents. All the marks and patents are valid and have not been abandoned, and there are no prior claims, controversies, lawsuits, or judgments which affect the validity of the seller's rights to the marks and patents, nor are there any legal proceedings, claims, or controversies instituted, pending, or, to the best knowledge of the seller or the shareholders, threatened with respect to any of the marks and patents, or which challenge the seller's rights, title, or interest in respect thereto. Except as set forth on Schedule 415, none of the marks and patents are the subject of any outstanding assignments, grants, licenses, liens, obligations, or agreements, whether written, oral, or implied. All required renewal fees, maintenance fees, amendments, and/or other filings or payments which are necessary to preserve and maintain the marks and patents have been filed and/or made. The seller owns or has the right to use all marks and patents and the like necessary to conduct its business as presently conducted and without conflict with any patent, trade name, trademark, or the like of any other person or entity. 416. Insurance. Set forth in Schedule 416 is a complete and accurate list of all insurance policies which the seller maintains with respect to its business or the assets. Such policies are in full force and effect. Such policies, with respect to their amounts and types of coverage, are adequate to insure fully against risks to which the seller, the business, or the assets are normally exposed in the operation of the business. There has not been any material adverse change in the seller's relationship with its insurers or in the premiums payable pursuant to such policies. The insurance coverage provided by the seller's insurance policies shall not be affected by, and shall not lapse or otherwise be terminated by, reason of the execution of this agreement. Neither the seller nor either shareholder has received any notice respecting the cancellation of such insurance policies. 417. Environmental matters. A. Except as set forth on Schedule 417A attached hereto, seller has obtained all permits, licenses, and other authorizations, collectively the licenses, which are required in connection with the conduct of the business under all applicable environmental laws, as defined below, and regulations relating to pollution or protection of the environment, including environmental laws and regulations relating to emissions, discharges, releases, or threatened releases of pollutants, contaminants, chemicals, or industrial, toxic, or hazardous substances or wastes into the environment, including without limitation ambient air, surface water, groundwater, or land, or otherwise relating to the manufacture, processing, distribution, use, treatment, storage, disposal, transport, or handling of pollutants, contaminants, chemicals, or industrial toxic or hazardous substances or wastes. B. Except as set forth in Schedule 417B, seller is in substantial compliance in the conduct of the business with all terms and conditions of the licenses, and is in substantial compliance with all other limitations, restrictions, conditions, standards, prohibitions, requirements, obligations, schedules, and timetables contained in the environmental laws or contained in any regulation, code, plan, order, decree, judgment, injunction, notice, written or verbal, or demand letter issued, entered, promulgated, or approved thereunder. C. Except as set forth on Schedule 417C, neither seller nor any shareholder is aware of, nor has seller received any written or verbal notice of, any past, present, or future events, conditions, circumstances, activities, practices, incidents, actions, or plans which may interfere with or prevent compliance or continued compliance with any environmental laws or any regulations, code, order, decree, judgment, injunction, notice, written or verbal, or demand letter issued, entered, promulgated, or approved thereunder, or which may give rise to any common law or legal liability, or otherwise form the basis of any claim, action, demand, suit, proceeding, hearing, study, or investigation based on or related to the seller's processing, storage, distribution, use, treatment, disposal, transport, or handling, or the emission, discharge, release, or threatened release into the environment of any pollutant, contaminant, chemical, or industrial, toxic, or hazardous substance or waste. D. There is no civil, criminal, or administrative action, suit, demand, claim, hearing, notice, or demand letter, notice of violation, investigation, or proceeding pending or threatened against seller or the shareholders in connection with the conduct of the business relating in any way to any environmental laws or regulation, injunction, notice, or demand letter issued, entered, promulgated, or approved thereunder. E. For purposes of this agreement, environmental laws means collectively all federal, state, and local environmental laws, common law, statutes, rules, and regulations, including, without limitation, the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, 42 U.S.C. Section 9061 et seq., as amended, the Hazardous Materials Transportation Act, 49 U.S.C. Section 1801 et seq., as amended, the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, 42 U.S.C. Section 6901 et seq., as amended, the Federal Water Pollution Control Act, 33 U.S.C. Section 1251 et seq., as amended, the Safe Drinking Water Act, 42 U.S.C. Section 300F et seq., as amended, the Clean Air Act, 42 U.S.C. Section 7401 et seq., as amended, the Toxic Substances Control Act, 15 U.S.C. Section 2601 et seq., as amended, the Federal Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act, 42 U.S.C. Section 11001 et seq., as amended, any so-called Superfund or Super Lien law and such statutes and ordinances as may be enacted by state and local governments with jurisdiction over any real property now owned or leased by the seller, or any real property upon which the seller now conducts its business, and any permits, licenses, authorizations, variances, consents, approvals, directives, or requirements of, and any agreements with, any governments, departments, commissions, boards, courts, authorities, agencies, officials, and officers applicable to such real property, or the use thereof and regulating, relating to, or imposing liability or standards of conduct concerning any pollutant, contaminant, chemical, or industrial toxic or hazardous substance or waste. 418. Notes, accounts, or other receivables. Set forth on Schedule 11H is a complete list of sellers' notes, accounts, or other receivables included in the assets as existing on the closing date, and included in the estimated accounts receivable valuation pursuant to Section 2.2. All of the seller's notes, accounts, or other receivables included on Schedule 11H are properly reflected on the books and records of the seller, and are in their entirety valid accounts receivable arising from bona fide transactions in the ordinary course of business. 419. Real Estate. A. The seller does not own any real property. B. The seller has valid leasehold interests in all of the real property which it leases or purports to lease, free and clear of any liens, other than the interests of the lessors, including the Darien property and the Anytown property. C. The seller enjoys peaceful and undisturbed possession under all of the leases pursuant to which seller leases real property, the real property leases. All of the real property leases are valid, subsisting, and in full force and effect, and there are no existing defaults or events with which the passage of time or the giving of notice, or both, would constitute defaults by the seller or by any other party thereto. D. Neither seller nor any shareholder received notice of any pending condemnation, expropriation, eminent domain, or similar proceedings affecting all or any portion of any real property leased by the seller, and no such proceedings are contemplated. E. The shareholders enjoy peaceful and undisturbed possession of the Darien property, and have the right to lease and collect all rents on the Darien property, and clear of any liens. 420. No guarantees. The seller has not guaranteed or pledged any assets with respect to any obligation or indebtedness of any person or entity, and no person or entity has guaranteed any obligation or indebtedness of the seller. 421. Taxes. A. The seller has timely filed or will timely file all requisite federal, state, and other tax, defined below, returns, reports, and forms, returns, for all periods ended on or before the closing date, and all such tax returns are true, correct, and complete in all respects. Neither the seller nor any shareholder has any knowledge of any basis for the assertion of any claim relating or attributable to taxes which, if adversely determined, would result in any lien on the assets of such seller or any shareholder, or otherwise have an adverse effect on the seller, the assets, or the business. B. For purposes of this agreement, the term tax shall include any tax or similar governmental charge, impost, or levy, including, without limitation, income taxes, franchise taxes, transfer taxes or fees, sales taxes, use taxes, gross receipts taxes, value-added taxes, employment taxes, excise taxes, ad valorem taxes, property taxes, withholding taxes, payroll taxes, minimum taxes, or windfall profits taxes, together with any related penalties, fines, additions to tax or interest imposed by the United States, or any state, county, local, or foreign government or subdivision or agency thereof. 422. Labor Matters. Schedule 422 sets forth a true and complete list of all employees of seller, together with a brief summary of their titles, duties, terms of employment and compensation arrangements, including the salary and any bonus, commission, or other compensation paid to each employee during the 12-month period prior to the date hereof, and the current employment and compensation arrangements with respect to each such employee. Further, with respect to employees of and service provided to seller, A. Seller is not a party to any collective bargaining or similar labor agreements. No such agreement determines the terms and conditions of employment of any employee of seller. No collective bargaining or other labor agent has been certified as a representative of any of the employees of the seller, and no representation campaign or election is now in progress with respect to any of the employees of the seller. B. Seller is and has been in compliance in all material respects with all applicable laws respecting employment and employment practices, terms and conditions of employment, and wages and hours, including, without limitation, any such laws respecting employment discrimination and harassment, workers' compensation, family and medical leave, the Immigration Reform and Control Act, and occupational safety and health requirements, and has not and is not engaged in any unfair labor practice. C. There is not now, nor within the past 3 years has there been, any unfair labor practice complaint against seller, pending or to seller's best knowledge, threatened before the National Labor Relations Board or any other comparable authority, nor any labor strike, slowdown, or stoppage actually ending or to seller's best knowledge threatened against or directly affecting seller. There exist no other labor disputes with regard to seller's employees or relative to seller's employee technician manual, including, without limitation, any reports of harassment, substance abuse, disciplinary safety or punctuality problems in contravention of seller's manual, or other acts or omissions filed or recorded by or against any employee of seller. Seller's cessation of operations will not violate any laws, rules, regulations, or employment policies applicable to its employees. D. As of the closing date, each employee of the seller has received any pay owed him or her with respect to vacation, compensatory or sick time, and any other employee benefits due, except as otherwise set forth in Schedule 422D. 423. Absence of undisclosed liabilities. Neither the seller nor any shareholder has any material liabilities or obligations with respect to the business, either direct or indirect, matured or unmatured or absolute, contingent or otherwise, other than A. those reflected in the 2006 balance sheet, and B. those liabilities or obligations incurred, consistently with past business practice, in or as a result of the normal and ordinary course of business since the balance sheet date. 424. Liabilities. The liabilities to be assumed by buyer pursuant to this agreement consist solely of liabilities of seller under contracts included in the assets, which relate solely to the operation of the business and the assumed liabilities in Schedule 1-2. 425. Accuracy of documents and information. The information provided to the buyer by the seller and the shareholders with respect to the seller, the assets, and the business, including the representations and warranties made in this agreement and in the schedules attached hereto, and all other information provided to the buyer in connection with their investigation of the seller, does not, and will not at the closing date, contain any untrue statement of a material fact, and does not omit, and will not omit at the closing date, to state any material fact necessary to make the statements or facts contained herein or therein not misleading. 426. Brokers and agents. Neither seller nor any shareholder has employed or dealt with any business broker, agent, or finder in respect of the transactions contemplated hereby. 5. Non-competition. Each of the shareholders agrees that for a period of 6 years from the date of this agreement, he or she shall not, directly or indirectly, A. engage in competition with the buyer in any manner or capacity, for example as an advisor, consultant, independent contractor, principal, agent, partner, officer, director, stockholder, employee, member of any association or otherwise, or in any phase of the business conducted by the buyer during the term of this agreement in any area where the buyer is conducting or initiating operations during the period described above. Provided, however, that ownership by a shareholder as a passive investment of less than 1% of the outstanding shares of capital stock of any corporation listed on a national securities exchange or publicly traded in the over-the-counter market shall not constitute a breach of this provision, B. hire or engage or attempt to hire or employ any individual who shall have been an employee of the buyer at any time during within 1 year prior to such action taken by a shareholder, whether for or on behalf of such shareholder or for any entity in which such shareholder shall have a direct or indirect interest, or any subsidiary or affiliate of any such entity, whether as a proprietor, partner, conventurer, financier, investor or stockholder, director, officer, employer, employee, agent, representative, or otherwise, or C. assist or encourage any other person in carrying out, directly or indirectly, any activity that would be prohibited by the above provisions of this section if such activity were carried out by shareholder, either directly or indirectly, and in particular each shareholder agrees that he or she will not, directly or indirectly, induce any employee of the buyer to carry out, directly or indirectly, any such activity. In the event of any conflict between this provision and the terms of an employment agreement in full force and effect, the employment agreement will govern. 6. Representations and warranties of the buyer. In order to induce the seller to enter into this agreement and consummate the transactions contemplated hereby, each of the buyer, jointly and severally, hereby represents and warrants to the seller as follows. 6.1. Buyer's Organization. The buyer is a limited liability company, duly organized, validly existing, and in good standing under the laws of the State of Maryland. The buyer has all requisite power and authority to own and operate and lease its properties and assets, to carry on its business as it is now being conducted, and to execute, deliver, and perform its obligations under this agreement, and consummate the transactions contemplated hereby. 6.2. Authorization of Agreement. The execution, delivery, and performance by the buyer of this agreement, and of each and every agreement and document contemplated hereby, and the consummation of the transactions contemplated hereby and thereby have been duly authorized by all necessary corporate action of the buyer. The agreement has been duly and validly executed and delivered by buyer, and constitutes, and when executed and delivered, each such other agreement and document will constitute a valid and binding obligation of the buyer, enforceable against the buyer in accordance with its terms. 6.3. Non-contravention, consents. Neither the execution and delivery by the buyer of this agreement, nor the consummation by the buyer of the transactions contemplated hereby, nor compliance by the buyer with any of the provisions hereof, will, 1. Conflict with or result in a breach of any provision of the Articles of Organization or Operating Agreement of the buyer, 2. Result in the breach of or conflict with any of the terms and conditions of or constitute a default, with or without the giving of notice or the lapse of time or both, with respect to or result in the cancellation or termination of or the acceleration of the performance of any obligations or of any indebtedness under any contract, agreement, commitment, indenture, mortgage, note, bond, license, or other instrument or obligation to which the buyer is now a party, or by which the buyer or its respective properties or assets may be bound or affected, other than such breaches, conflicts, and defaults as shall have been waived at or prior to the closing, or, 3, violate any law or any rule or regulation of any administrative agency or governmental body, or any order, writ, injunction, or decree of any court, administrative agency, or governmental body to which the buyer may be subject. No approval, authorization, consent, or other order or action of, or filing with or notice to any court, administrative agency, or other governmental authority, or any other person is required for the execution and delivery by the buyer of this agreement, or consummation by the buyer of the transactions contemplated hereby, other than such consents as shall have been obtained at or prior to the closing. 6.4. Litigation. There is no litigation, suit, proceeding, action, claim, or investigation, at law or in equity, pending, or to the best knowledge of the buyer, threatened against, or affecting in any way, the buyer's ability to perform its obligations as contemplated by this agreement. 6.5. The equity interest. The equity interest has been duly authorized and issued in accordance with the terms hereof and the operating agreement. 6.6. Accuracy of financial statements. The financial statement for personal balance sheet of buyer set forth in Schedule 6.6 is true and correct in all material respects. 7. Further agreements of the parties. 7.1. Operation of the business. From and after the balance sheet date until the closing date, except to the extent contemplated by this agreement or otherwise consented to in writing by the buyer, the seller shall have continued to operate its business in substantially the same manner as presently conducted, and only in the ordinary and usual course, and substantially consistent with past practice, and in substantial compliance with, 1, all laws, and 2, all leases, contracts, commitments, and other agreements, and all licenses, permits, and other instruments relating to the operation of the business, and will use reasonable efforts to preserve intact its present business organization, and to keep available the services of all employees, representatives, and agents. The seller and each of the shareholders shall have continued to use all reasonable efforts, consistent with past practices, to promote the business and maintain the goodwill and reputation associated with the business, and shall not take or omit to take any action which causes, or which is likely to cause, any material deterioration of the business or the seller's relationships with material suppliers or customers. Without limiting the generality of the foregoing, A, the seller will have maintained all of its equipment in substantially the same condition and repair as such equipment was maintained prior to the balance sheet date, ordinary wear and tear excepted. B, the seller shall not have sold, transferred, pledged, leased, or otherwise disposed of any of the assets, other than in the ordinary course of business. C, the seller shall not have amended, terminated, or waived any material right in respect of the assets or the business, or do any act, or omit to do any act, which will cause a breach of any material contract, agreement, commitment, or obligation by it. D. The seller shall have maintained its books, accounts, and records in accordance with good business practice and generally accepted accounting principles consistently applied. E. The seller shall not have engaged in any activities or transactions outside the ordinary course of business. F. The seller shall not have declared or paid any dividend or make any other distribution or payment of any kind in cash or property to the shareholder or other affiliates. And G. The seller shall not have increased any existing employee benefits, established any new employee benefits plan, or amended or modified any existing employee plans, or otherwise incurred any obligation or liability under any employee plan materially different in nature or amount from obligations or liabilities incurred in connection with the employee plans. 7.2. Consents, Assignment of Agreements. Seller shall obtain, at the earliest practicable date, all consents and approvals of third parties, whether or not listed on Schedule 4.4, which are necessary or desirable for the consummation of the transactions contemplated hereby, including, without limitation, the valid and binding transfer of the assets to buyer, the consents. The consents shall be written instruments whose form and substance are reasonably satisfactory to buyer. The consents shall not, without buyer's express consent, impose any obligations on buyer or create any conditions adverse to buyer, other than the conditions or obligations specified in this agreement. 7.3. No discussions. The seller shall not enter into any substantive negotiations or discussions with any third party with respect to the sale or lease of the assets or the business, or the sale of any capital stock of the seller, or any other merger, acquisition, partnership, joint venture, or other business combination, until the earlier to occur of A. the closing date, or B. the termination of this agreement. 7.4. Employee Matters. The seller shall permit the buyer to contact and make arrangements with the seller's employees for the purpose of assuring their employment by the buyer after the closing, and for the purpose of ensuring the continuity of the business, and the seller agrees not to discourage any such employees from being employed by or consulting with the buyer. Nothing herein shall obligate the buyer to employ or otherwise be responsible for any of the seller's employees, other than the persons with whom the buyer has entered or will enter into an employee agreement in accordance with Section 8.2 hereof, or to pay any employee any compensation or confer any benefit earned or accrued prior to the closing date, except as set forth in Schedule 422D. 7.5. Notice Regarding Changes. The seller shall promptly notify the buyer in writing of any change in facts and circumstances that could render any of the representations and warranties made herein by the seller materially inaccurate or misleading. 7.6. Furnishing of information. The seller will allow buyer to make a complete examination and analysis of the business, assets, and records, financial or otherwise, of the seller. In connection with the foregoing review, seller agrees that it shall furnish to the buyer and buyer's representatives all such information concerning the seller's business, assets, operations, properties, or affairs as may be reasonably requested. 7.7. Notification to customers.